President-elect Bush has named Elaine Chao to be his Secretary of Labor. Chao is a former Deputy Secretary of Transportation and Director of the Peace Corps. She replaces Linda Chavez, who withdrew earlier this week. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
President-elect Bush has chosen someone to head the Labor Department with a long Washington resume and some key personal connections. Elaine Chao is likely to have a relatively smooth sail through the confirmation process. Mr. Bush yesterday stressed her immigrant background. Chao was born in Taiwan and says she believes deeply in the American dream because she has lived it.
She came to America at the age of 8, not knowing a word of English. Her successful life gives eloquent testimony to the virtues of hard work and perseverance, and to the unending promise of this great country.
Chao served as Deputy Transportation Secretary to Samuel Skinner during the administration of George Bush Sr. In 1991, she was chosen to head the Peace Corps and established the first programs in the newly independent states of the former Soviet Union. Upon leaving government, Chao took over the helm of the United Way, then suffering the aftermath of a scandal, and is credited with helping turn the charity around. Chao struck a conciliatory tone in accepting the nomination.
I'm very honored to have the opportunity to work with President-elect Bush to ensure that we protect, nurture, and develop our nation's most precious resource, and that's America's working men and women. And I look forward to ensuring that America's workforce continues to compete successfully in the global economy in this new century.
President-elect Bush's first choice for Labor Secretary, Linda Chavez, was an outspoken conservative with a long paper trail of commentaries that critics could latch on to even before the revelations about her sheltering of an illegal immigrant. In Chao, Mr. Bush has made a safer bet, choosing someone with little background in labor issues, but someone who's already been through the confirmation process in the Senate and is married to Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Without much of a labor record to go on, potential opponents were cautious in their reaction to Chao's nomination. Chao called AFL-CIO President John Sweeney yesterday, and the two planned to meet. In a statement, Sweeney says he would like to discuss with Chao the many challenges facing the new Secretary of Labor and her goals, if confirmed. Senator Edward Kennedy, the current chairman of the Senate Education and Labor Committee, put out a statement saying he looks forward to hearing and learning more about Ms. Chao's views. Like his opponents on the left, conservative activist Richard Viguerie says he knows little about Chao but approves of her credentials.
She certainly has some things that recommend her very well, coming from the Heritage Foundation and being married to conservative Senator Mitch McConnell from Kentucky speaks well. I know she's has a lot of things she's achieved on her own, but in terms of her ideology, she's a unknown quantity to most of us.
Viguerie also advised Mr. Bush to remember unions are his political enemies, and in Viguerie's words, are sworn to his destruction. No date has been set for Chao's confirmation hearings. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.